If you're a parent who's ever tried to enroll your kid in swimming lessons at a City of Ottawa facility, you know, it can be stressful. You know, you want the right day, the right time, the right pool, but so does everyone else. And it's not just swimming lessons. There are some 100 facilities offering a dizzying array of activities. So with nothing but publicly available data, ingenuity, and a little help from AI, our next guest made a tool that she says has already helped parents find activities for their kids. Claudie Larouche is the creator of a database that compiles all of the available City of Ottawa recreation activities into one list. Claudie, welcome to Ottawa Morning.
Merci. Thank you so much.
So I understand that this whole idea was born when you were stressing over signing your kids up for swimming lessons. What happened?
So, to be perfectly honest, it does not solve the swimming lesson problem on my website. That's a whole other ballgame. It's like a life or death. You must click exactly at the right moment to sign up your kid. Sign up at 9 p.m. or you'll miss out. So that part I unfortunately have not managed to solve yet. What I am solving is the drop-in swimming options, I guess. So if I know I live in the East End, so I know I can go to swimming at the wave pool on Ogilvie or Complexe Saint-Laurent is not very far, but I have no idea where the other pools are. So then if I go on the city website before my website existed, I'd have to check one facility at a time, and there's no I have to click on the facility name, I think, to get to the address. So I would have to check all of them to see which one is close to me and where is there swimming available. And so for 102 of them, that's way
wow.
too much time.
So what did you do?
So I built the website to solve the swimming problem. So I just extracted all the URLs of the facilities that have swimming options. And then I was manually copy-pasting the data, like there's a swimming at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., lane swim in this location, and then so on and so forth. It was taking me forever. So then I thought, oh, why don't I just ask ChatGPT to create a website that I can put in the list of URLs, and then the website kind of, it's called Scrapes, I guess. It scrapes the data from the Ottawa facility website and puts it in a CSV file for me, which is something you can open in Excel, essentially, comma separated value. And then so I was able to do that for all the swimming, but by mistake, it grabbed everything else as well. By mistake, entre guillemets, you know, it's a good mistake. So then I was able to see all the basketball, badminton. So I thought, oh, wait a minute, that's like even more useful than I thought. So once I had the whole list for all 102 facilities, I posted that online, and love has been outpouring, I have to say. Like, it's
Tell me about parents love it. Tell me about the love. What are parents telling you?
Oh, they're saying that they were so frustrated with the city. My website's so easy to use, and it's saving a lot of time trying to figure out what to do when. And then I think it hasn't been discovered by it's been discovered by parents. I posted about it on the Ottawa Moms group on Facebook. But there's lots of activities for adults, like badminton, pickleball, all over the city.
Yeah.
Even senior centers are having domino, card games, tea and chat. Like, there's tons and tons to do, but I think people just don't have the patience to click one facility at a time to find the schedule that works for them.
So you offered this user-friendly tool to the City of Ottawa. Interesting. What was the response?
Yes, I contacted the recreation team through their Facebook page, and they said, thank you for sharing, but because they're using, I think, a specific platform to show their activities online, they cannot use custom code, they told me. So essentially they said, thank you, but we can't really help you.
Did you talk to them, though, about how at least your website is user-friendly and that there are fewer barriers and that people can get information faster about what they want to do today if they want to go skating or they want to go swimming? Did they acknowledge that their system could use a little work?
Good question. I haven't really pushed that much myself to say, look how much better this is. So, no, I guess I haven't. I could be a better seller, but I just assumed that the tool would speak for itself, I guess. And also, it will help that the media is talking to me.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes. Perhaps we'll put the question to the city. But you're doing this on your own. You're not asking for any money, as far as I can tell. What motivates you? Why are you doing this?
Because I'm a parent, and I want to occupy my wonderful son who is upstairs listening to us. Bonjour, Elliot. having a young child, it's wonderful, but also it's good to do things outside of the home at times. And it was pretty frustrating trying to figure out what to do when. So I thought, okay, I'll solve it for me. And then if it's online anyways, might as well share it with others. And if it's helpful, then my life was worthwhile, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So say I wanted to go for a swim, a public swim after my shift here at CBC. Say I want to go swimming this afternoon and I go to your website. How does it work? What do I do?
Probably the easiest would be to click the button that says show me today's activity and then scroll up a bit to the filter area to remove everything that is not swimming. So then you'll just see today's swim all over the city. Now, I don't yet have the morning, afternoon, evening filters, but that's on my to-do list for later. But, you know, you'll be able to see the time. And then I have an area column so you can see which one is close to, I don't know, you're probably downtown, I guess, or whatever is central. You can look at that. And then you can also, I always recommend, like, check the schedule of the facility on the City of Ottawa website. You can just click on this facility name on my website just to make sure my data is not outdated.
Okay. So where can people find the tool?
So it's my name, claudielarouche.com, claudielarouche.com. And then there's a list of all my tools. So if you want to go straight to that one, it would be /ottawa.html.
You are a hero to many parents listening this. Well, not just parents, anybody who wants to maneuver their way around the city rec system. Claudie, thank you so much for your time and the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
That's Claudie Larouche, a resident of Ottawa, a mom, the brain behind the free online database of the City of Ottawa Recreational Programming. So that's Claudie, Claudie, Larouche, Larouche. Doug.